Yeah, I've noticed that they come out in paler colors, and
yeah,
softer colors than they used to come in. And well, if you were going to get a car, what color would you get?
Like right now?
Yeah.
I said the car for this year, I like the Cutlass. If I couldn't get a Cutlass, I'd probably get a Monte Carlo.
Really?
Right. That, see, that's the only reason I don't have a car now, because I don't want to jump off into no limo.
Yeah, no.
Y'all know too much about cars. I don't want nothing about to be going up under every week.
I bought a Vega at the beginning of the summer. That was the biggest mistake I ever made. Unfortunately, my brother was driving it one day, and a Cadillac came up behind him and totaled him. So I got all my money back, and I paid off the loan. So now I can start over again. Cause
yeah.
That was, I'm really glad it was totaled in a way, because it was a big mistake. It was a 71, and it ran for about 2 days and it started screwing.
Oh, my brother had it. He got himself a nice deal on the car. He had a, I think it was a 67 Newport. But it was probably mine and his, because he gave it to me. But he drove it more than I did. So I didn't do much like it. It was too big for me. And
yeah,
had a big hole in the seat in it. And I was short in town. I'd sit in the car, I'd sink in the hole. And every time I'd go off somewhere, somebody would stop and tell me, I better sit up or I'm going to get out. Sit up or get out, you know?
Oh, God. Did you grow up in a pretty rough neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Did you have to fight to show your manhood and stuff like that?
We didn't have to fight to show our manhood. Most of the time, we just fought for the hell of it.
Oh, okay.
But like saying, they did a lot of fighting there, you know? Like, crying. Like, people, from the reputation, my sisters about 29 and 30,
mm-hmm,
reputation they built up when they were young. People still think it exists now, but it don't. But
like, and it's what getting, did they do?
They had a gang called the Stompers, the dude with the Stompers and the girl with the Stomperettes.
Okay.
And they had to go outside of Crichton to go to school. Like Leandre Warren was in Crichton, but junior high they had to go to Booker T and like Central,
uh-huh,
and school like that. And they had to show them, you know, show them where they stood.
They
so
were cool.
Yeah, so they did a lot of fighting.
The girls fought too?
Oh, they, sometimes the girls were worse than the boys.
And your sisters were two of them.
Well, they weren't off into it too much. One of my sisters, she fought when she had to.
Yeah.
And one of them ran when she had to.
That's what I do. And so are you saying that they built up a reputation that kind of fell on you?
Yeah, it fell on us. Like you're saying, we had it easy when we went to school. Because, like I said, when I got to Booker T, most of the people say that, hey, he's from Crichton, he crazy. People from Crichton crazy, they ain't got no sense. And when I got to high school, they said, like, well, they use the expression nigga. You know, they don't mean nothing by it, but they said they were from Crichton crazy, you know.
Were
they,
okay, now were they black too?
They were black too, yeah.
So, but they used to wear nigger anyway.
Yeah. They said they were from Crichton crazy, you know. They drank that wine.
What kind of wine?
Red Dagger.
Red Dagger?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that in the stores. I think that's a local wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's local, but it's bad.
Is it really that's worse
than that? That's the roughest wine out. It's really? Cheap as high up too.
Is it stronger than the others?
Well, if you buy it from the state store.
Yeah.
State store is about 22% alcohol, and then the regular store is about 18.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah, 18, 12, it comes different ranges.
Do they have TJ Swan here?
Yeah.
Do you drink that?
Me, I don't drink too much wine, no.
Oh, you
I
don't.
Used to. I used to drink anything.
Yeah, anything to drink you first.
Yeah, I drink anything. I used to drink, I used to drink bourbon straight, gin straight. But then again, see, after I got in the service, it started hurting, cracking my stomach, and the Coleman that told me that I should lay off it because I had a bad stomach, weak stomach. He said it was bad. He said I could drink it, but don't overdo it.
Yeah.
There you go. The gang I used to hang out with, we used to sit around, and everybody get a fifth, and nobody helps nobody.
Yeah.
With wine, we just buy a case, just drink till we fall out.
We throw up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we would throw up, we kept on going.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't. Okay,
any other
car types I didn't ask you about? Slang words in particular?
That's about it.
Alright, what about, what kind of small delivery trucks are they?
Mostly vans.
Okay. How about the kind with an open bed?